Prime Minister addresses first ever Inter-American Congress on the environmental rule of law. City and Guilds of London Institutes get high praises. And government announces plans to privatize the petroleum company of Jamaica, Petcom. The details in today's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. The government is to pay keen attention to environmental issues in its implementation of poverty reduction programs going forward. Addressing the first ever Inter-American Congress on the environmental rule of law in Montego Bay last week, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the government is moving to strengthen environment impact assessment regulations to step up efforts to protect the environment. An environmental impact assessment is a formal study used to predict the environmental consequences of a plan, project, or development prior to implementation.
The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change and NEPA are preparing drafting instructions for EIA regulations. In addition, the government has developed a strategic environmental assessment policy. This will ensure the inclusion of the environmental dimension in the development of national policies, plans, and programs.
The Prime Minister also expressed gratitude to the organizers of the Inter-American Congress on the Environmental Rule of Law for selecting Jamaica as the host destination. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says staging the Congress in a small island developing state such as Jamaica will help similar countries to strengthen their environmental laws, policies, and institutions. This will in turn support sustained economic growth and development as well as the social well-being of the people of the region. The Prime Minister last week also paid tribute to her husband, retired telecommunications executive Errol Miller, who has been conferred with the Diploma Fellowship of the City and Guilds of London Institute.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know the gentleman you recognize this afternoon to be a man who pays some keen attention to detail and makes unyielding demands for excellence, even of his wife.
She also described her husband as an accomplished professional who has operated globally at the highest levels of the private sector. Mr. Miller served as Chief Executive Officer of Cable & Wireless Jamaica, now Lime, and also headed the regional arm of the company. He is the fourth Jamaican to receive the City and Guilds honor. The others are Lord Bill Morris, Professor Gossett Oliver, and late former Governor General Sir Howard Cook. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller also commended the City and Guilds of London Institute for its contribution to the Jamaican educational landscape through its skills training opportunities. She says Jamaica endorses the City and Guilds model of training in technical and vocational skills and will be looking to strengthen ties with the institution to educate citizens for high-quality jobs and business opportunities. And the government is moving to privatize the petroleum company of Jamaica, Petcom. The announcement was made by Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner at a press briefing at Jamaica House last week. Minister Faulkner says Cabinet has approved the establishment of an enterprise team to administrate and execute the plan. The team will be chaired by Professor Edwin Jones and comprises six other members.
And the other members are Mr. Christopher Cargill, Mr. Christopher Leckie, Ms. Nareen Small, Mr. Richard Dawkins, Ms. Catherine Williams, and Ms. Colleen Weiss. The timetable for the completion of the privatization is September 2015.
Petcom has a network of 24 service stations and liquefied petroleum gas LPG filling plants island-wide. Petcom owns 9 of the stations, while the remaining ones are dealer-owned and operated. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.